Today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
If the anointing is on him and something is moving upon him and he begins to function in that, everybody should line up with that. He's going to be the loudest voice penetrating the darkness as everybody comes behind him as weight.
Bishop Clark says a mantle is a scriptural metaphor or symbol for a calling, ministry, anointing, and when applicable, an office or position given to individuals by God.
Now we become a sword in the spirit, and you will see Satan kingdoms divided.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of the International Ministries of Truth Revealed, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida. Today, Bishop Clark continues teaching out of the series he's called The Garment of Distinction. Let's turn again to 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 6 through 14, as Bishop Clark concludes the message, Access Your Prophetic Mantle.
There has to be a tearing and a picking up. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. So that mantle is used not only by Elijah and Elisha, the garment of distinction, I call it, but was also worn by kings and princes and major prophets. And if God is sending a queenly anointing upon you, wear the garment that he gives you as well. People have the anointing, but they're not wearing the cloak. Amen. They want their own cloak. You can't make this one. He has to make it. Thank you, Lord. You can't put on what everybody else has. It's one tailor for you. You can't mimic nobody. It's what he tailor-made for you. How can we receive the mantle God has ordained for us? Well, as a prophetic people, we are taken. We're often drawn to the story of Elijah, and I read it to you out of 2 Kings chapter 2. Elijah's mantle, which was released when he was taken up, and Elisha picked it up. More than the regular cloak that he wore, it represents not just the garment, but it represents the call as a prophet of God. The call. Now, some of you are looking for a physical garment to wear, capes and stuff like that. Believe me, we're not coming to church with capes on. Amen. We're not coming. You're not going to see me coming in. I don't have to do that. This garment, this is not a physical cloak. They had to do that. Holy Spirit is tailoring one for you. It's unique. Amen. We don't have to go back to the Old Testament to prove anything. Amen. Amen. This is a tailored thing that I believe God is releasing in the spirit realm upon each and every one of us. Glory to God. We see this garment. It was threw over Elijah. I read it to you a few weeks ago. Elisha, when Elijah walked through his perfectly plowed fields while he was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen, and he took his cloak, his mantle, and he threw it on him. He slapped him with it. Who do you have that can walk through your fields? The stuff that you've arranged really nice. You got your whole life intact. You got all of the stuff that you wanted to do. Who in your life would you allow to walk through all of that, discard it all, act like it's no big deal at all, and lay a mantle on you and tell you you need to snap out of the stupor? You put in your confidence in earthly things, and God is trying to get you to start thinking about heavenly things. Do you have anybody in your life that can mess up your roles? Do you have anybody in your life that can speak truth to power? Anybody in your life that you can trust to handle issues? That you can talk about and get some instruction? This is what's required if you're going to not only receive the mantle, but also use it. He threw it across Elijah. It was a prophetic act to let Elijah know that this season that you're in right now is coming to an end because God has chosen you specifically to do something special. Not only was he being chosen, but he was being chosen as the premier prophet Because God told Elijah in Kings 19 and 19, I want you to go and I want you to anoint Elisha as your replacement. Think about that. He told a man of God that the young man plowing with those 12 yoke of oxen, stepping in stuff all between his toes, is eventually going to take your spot. Thank you, Lord. That's why you can't judge people. You can't judge what they're stepping in right now, what they're standing in. You can't judge it. God, man looks on the outer appearance, but God looks at the heart. You can't see people with mascara on and Mary Kay on taking pictures and say, that's going to be a prophet. No. On Facebook, smiling all of the time, hugging folk. That's not what God does. That's not what God, God don't take what we call lovely and call it lovely. You better look at the premier prophet who was grieving over Saul. His name was Samuel. I'm going to talk about him in a moment. Samuel went to Jesse's house, and when the eldest came along, he said, surely this is God's anointing because his stature. Look at him. God says, oh, no, wait, you don't even understand me. You've been grieving over Saul so long that you've lost your cutting edge. Man looks on the outer appearance, but God looks at the heart. I've already refused him. I look at this man's soul. I've already refused him. Man looks on the outer appearance, but God looks at the heart. And what we think is lovely is not lovely to God. What we think is handsome, God says, I can't use it. It's too selfish and self-centered. You got to tear it off so you can pick it up. Thank you, Lord. Am I speaking to anybody today? Thank you, Lord. So now I talked about the prophetic mantle. Let's talk about a mantle. A mantle in the scripture is a metaphor, a symbol for the call. It's a symbol for the call of the ministry, even the anointing that God releases upon you. This tailored mantle that God is releasing, that he shared with me, he's releasing upon the church and members in particular, is the call, the anointing, and the ministry that he wants you to start functioning in. The mantle is applicable for you, for the office that he's calling you to. If it's a mantle to be a better mother, it's applicable to you. In other words, you've been able to do certain things in your own power, but when this rests on you, he will gift you. Thank you, Lord. You may have been a pretty decent father, but when this mantle rests upon you as a father, he will give you supernatural abilities and the wisdom to go along with it to maneuver. Glory to God. To know when to hold and when to fold. When to walk away, be silent, and then when to speak. Because a silent man or woman is defeated. We must release it. This mantle will help release the tongue to speak with the tongue of the learned, as the ear of the learned is open. This is given to us, not by man, but by God. I love you, but I can't adorn you with this. Only the Holy Ghost can do it. My job is to make sure it's managed well. My job is to make sure that as God gives you, that you don't go astray. My God is to make sure that you understand it's in the multitude of counselors that we're saved. My God wants me to let you know that when he starts speaking to you, that if it is of God, it will be centralized among the brothers. God does not isolate and only speak to you things that you only heard. He doesn't move that way. Within the body, there will be a consensus. Thank you, Lord. Where there's two or three, not where there's one. Where there's two or three walking together in agreement, I'm in the midst. If two or three touch together, not one, don't allow this mantle to separate you. Notice Elisha, even his leader told him to separate, but he said, no, I will not separate from you. Two is the number of division. Deuce, division. And so you don't know if you have unity until you have two. Because two is the number of division, division, division. And so when you get two to walk, that's why God wants me to just speak that there's a mantle that's going to rest on unity in the home. Because the enemy likes to divide and conquer. Glory to God. And when this mantle rests, the two will walk together in agreement or say the same thing. Once that happens, everything that the enemy plans is warped. Glory to God. You know how you become a sword of the Spirit? I need seven people to come up here real quick. Seven people. Vince Price, you one of them. Come on, quick, 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 quick. One, two, three, four, five, six. One more. One more. One, two, three, four, five, six. Come on. All right. I got them. Thank you very much. All right. Stand right there. Now I want y'all to stand in a straight line across. One, two, three, four, five, six. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Right there. Good. Wonderful. They're standing in a straight line. You all see it, right? Okay. This is what you need to see in the spirit. I want you to think about this line being a sword. A sword. A straight sword. Tony Gardner, step up. Now, could you say it's a straight sword now? Why? One of them is out of alignment, right? So even if we're praying, amen, and Tony Gardner takes the lead, right? He's the lead. How would the rest of them become a sword? They would have to step up, right? But that's not how we're going to do it. They're going to stand behind him. So gather, come up closer, Tony. And everybody stand directly behind him. Do you see that? Now, when the enemy see him, he doesn't see just seven people. Right? He see a straight line back. This is the cutting edge, right? This is the cutting edge that penetrates. So if he's praying and the anointing is on him, his voice is going to be the most elevated. In the name of Jesus, and the rest of them are saying, I agree in Jesus' name, not shouting beyond him. Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. Kill the devil. When they all say, I agree in Jesus' name, we come into unity. And now we're able to penetrate the darkness with the devil. He doesn't care how many people are standing on stage. He only recognizes the unity. So you got a whole church and the devil don't move from your house until somebody comes in alignment. Are you all listening to me? So now we're standing as a sword, and God can take that and cut down the darkness. Thank you, God. Now let's go back to the lion, please. Let's go back to the lion. Thank you very much. Thank you, Lord. This is what we call the unity of the Spirit. If Ken Johnson, the Holy Ghost is on him now, and he's facing south, how do they need to face now? Okay. Now everybody's going to turn and face south. If the anointing is on him, it doesn't matter who's in charge. If the anointing is on him and something is moving upon him and he begins to function in that, everybody should line up with that. He's going to be the loudest voice penetrating the darkness as everybody comes behind him as weight. Now we become a sword in the spirit, and you will see Satan's kingdoms divided. Turn back to face me, please. In a household, if you don't have that, you will never see deliverance. The husband and the wife must do this. Standing with each other. If the wife has the anointing, husband is going to. It's, I know that sounds funny because you're the leader. But what has to happen? Who's got the anointing? If she's got the anointing on this, stand behind it. I got you. I got you. Go ahead. Thank you, Lord. I stand with you 100%. And when the anointing is on him to do something, you got the ladies, you got to let him lead. You got to stand behind him and push him. Well, I wouldn't say it that way. No. Let the man become the leader, stand behind him, critique later. Because what we're trying to do is cut down the devil. This is how mantles are worn, not just on shoulders, but in the way we align ourselves. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Come on, you need to clap a little bit better than that. Come on. Thank you very much. Do you all see that? You understand? Glory to God. Start practicing that in your spirit at home. You'll start seeing the enemy lose his grip over your business, over your stuff, over your family. That's how you wear the mantle. It's come into agreement. How can I receive my perfectly tailored mantle? How can I receive my perfectly tailored mantle just for me? Altered just for me. There's some significant lessons. I'm going to give you two and we're out of here and I'll finish it next week. Number one, write this down. This is powerful. You need to understand that God determines your mantle ahead of time. God determines your mantle ahead of time. He determines your mantle. He's already made it up in his mind before he saved you. He had already said, I'm going to purpose to do this in her life or that in his life. Understand, God determines your mantle ahead of time. Why is that important? Because God wants you to know he was thinking about you. I know it seemed like he's not, because loneliness plagues us. And sometimes we feel all alone. And it speaks, the loneliness and quiet speaks louder than voices. Silence can speak louder than a physical voice. Guess what it says? You're insignificant. Nobody's listening to you. You're all alone. You're by yourself. Nobody cares. Not even God. That's what the darkness said. Hallelujah. I'm here to come against it in the name of the Lord. God, understand this. God has determined your particular, perfectly tailored mantle before time. Glory to God. He initiates it. He tailors it himself. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Jesus said, believe also in me, for in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would not have told you. Notice what he says. I go. I'm not sending prophets. I go to prepare a place for you. I go to prepare a place for you. I'm going to do this. It's me. This is my job. As the high priest of your life, I care enough about you that I tailored a room myself for you. Just like a woman would put in her house, say, I'm going to dress up this particular room for guests. I'm going to buy the furniture. I'm going to pick out the colors. I'm going to select the bed. I'm going to do all of the stuff that to make them comfortable in the room, because I'm doing it for you aforetime. I want you to think about God thinking about you before you knew it. Before you made a mistake, before they made a mistake, before they did what they did, you need to know that he prepared this mantle for you. Ooh, Jesus. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Your rod, your staff comforts me. You prepare a table before me in the midst of, you prepare the table. No, you didn't even send a servant, a servant to do it. You said, I'm going to be the one in the kitchen. I'm going to select the china. I'm going to select the utensils and the condiments. I'm going to make sure you have everything you need and prepare the table before you in the midst of your conflicts, in the midst of your enemies, because I want you to know I have determined that your mantle will be made ahead of time. For those of you that feel alone, let this correct you. He knew you before you knew it. He visited your heart before you knew he was watching you. He heard your cry. Thank you, Lord. And he's coming down to answer you. When Moses comes into the proximity of the burning bush, take your shoes off of your feet, for the ground you stand on is holy ground. For I've heard the cries of my people by reason of their taskmasters and their pain, and I've come down to deliver them. Woo, Jesus. And God told me to tell you, he knows the cries of your heart and the pain of what you went through. And he's coming down. He's tailor-made a mantle for you to wear that you'll be able to wield it. A calling on your life that's going to pull you out of the issues and cause you to step out of the muck and the miry clay and pull you out of obscurity and mediocrity and take you into excellence. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Write it down. The mantle comes from the Lord God. You do not select this tailored cloak. It comes from him. It was established and destined by God for you. That's why nobody in the kingdom should be jealous of another person's mantle. Amen. The reason why you do that is because you've never worn your own. He has one for all of us. I know that's going to blow you away because you think that because he's using me, but he wants to use you too. The earth is so dark, one person can't do it. Even Jesus said, I must go. I must go so God can send the comforter, because one can chase 1,000. But two can put 10,000 to flight. It's one thing if I'm preaching the gospel, but if all of us preach the gospel next week, you would see the church triple in 1 week. If all of us just got busy, you would see the wealth of the ministry, you would see the attendance increase, and you would see the influence of the house of God heightened beyond measure. If all of us got busy. Write it down. Elisha didn't receive Elijah's mantle because he was in the proximity, or he just happened to be in the right place at the right time. God predetermined. There was criteria there, but God had predetermined that Elisha would be the predecessor.
We interrupt this broadcast for a very important message.
Men, get ready for the premier men's conference of 2022. January 7th and 8th are the dates for the Straight Up Alpha.
Straight Up Alpha.
Men's Advance Reloaded Men's Conference with your conference host, Bishop Merton L. Clark.
An alpha male is described as being the most dominant, powerful, or assertive man in a particular group.
At this conference, you'll learn how to be more dominant in decreeing and declaring blessings over your family.
Straight Up Alpha.
You'll discover how to become more powerful as a prayer warrior.
Straight Up Alpha.
And realize how to become more assertive in sharing your faith and becoming the alpha male God intended you to be. All sessions for the conference will be held on the ministry campus of Truth Revealed International Ministries, located at 2838 Palm Bay Road in Palm Bay, Florida. Straight Up Alpha.
Straight Up Alpha.
The Men's Advance Reloaded Men's Conference, presented by the International Ministries of Truth Revealed, with your conference host, Bishop Merton L. Clark. Friday, January 7th, and Saturday, January 8th, 2022. For more information and to register for this conference, go to truthrevealed.org.
Straight Up Alpha.
Hey you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. What you doing for New Year's Eve? Don't have any plans? Now you do.
Bishop Merton L. Clark and Trim Nation invite you to the only New Year's Eve celebration that will launch you into your net. This is your invite to Ignite 2022, Friday night, December 31st at 9 p.m. This New Year's Eve praise party starts with powerful praise and worship, followed by a relevant and electrifying word from the modern-day prophet, Bishop Merton L. Clark. Ignite 2022 will have you releasing what happened in this year and ready to receive everything that God has for you in 2022. The site for this New Year's Eve worship experience is at Truth Revealed International Ministries, 2838 Palm Bay Road in Palm Bay, Florida. Doors open at 8 with the praise party starting at 9. Get there early to make sure you have a seat. CDC guidelines will be enforced and face masks are mandatory. Bishop Merton L. Clark and Trim Nation invite you to the only New Year's celebration that will launch you into your net. Ignite 2022, Friday night, December 31st at 9 p.m. Doors open at 8 with the praise party starting at 9 p.m. We want to see everybody in the place. How many bodies? Everybody.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's teaching, we would love to hear from you. You can write to us at The Word of Truth Revealed, P.O. Box 60128, Palm Bay, Florida 32906, or you can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. Now for your physical copy of today's message from the Garment of Distinction series, Access Your Prophetic Mantle. When you write or email us, use reference number 21112808. That's reference number 21112808. Or log on to our website and download the MP3. Help us unveil truth to the nations by becoming a partner with the International Ministries of Truth Revealed. We would like to thank you in advance for your consideration and for generously supporting this ministry. Connect with us, Trim Nation, by downloading the Truth Revealed Church app today. For Android users, go to the Play Store, and for Apple users, go to the App Store. Follow Trim Nation on social media by logging into Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or visit us on the web at truthrevealed.org. And now, a final thought from Bishop Clark.
What is a sacrifice of praise? A sacrifice is an offering to God, to offer unto God. A giving of our best to the one whom we love and serve. Well, Jesus became the ultimate lamb, the ultimate sacrifice, serving as the atoning sacrifice for us. God still requires us to offer unto him from the fruit of our lips and from our hearts a sacrifice of praise. While we no longer need to bring bullocks, goats, and calves as they did in the Old Testament as an offering to God, God still requires, he's still asking for our praise and obedience as a living, effervescent, ultimate sacrifice unto him. Praise the Lord.
You're listening to WWBC, 1510 AM. W234BI 94.7 FM and W264AS 100.7 FM.